We on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Let us start from the third line from the top. Tzibur Echot Shel Chometz. There was a pile of chometz. Olafonov Beis Batim Bedukim. In front of it was two batim bedukim. Ba'osa Achba B'Shokol. Now Achba took from the Achba took Vadei Chometz. I don't know ilahayol, ilahayol. I don't know, it entered one of the houses. I don't know which house it entered. The Gemara, hainu shnei shvilim, so this is equivalent to the case of shnei shvilim, two paths. It's not shnei shvilim echa tomei ve'echa toya. There were two shvilim, and one there was, underneath the shvil there was a kever, it was impossible to walk over the shvil without becoming tamei. And one person went on one of the shvilin, and he touched a dover toyer. So now, one of them is zicha tamei, and one of them, Zicha was metame the taharis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, im nishalu ze bifnei atzmai veze bifnei atzmai, if each one came and asked the shaila, as the taharis that I touch, are they tomei or toyer? Toyer. So we say, we pass kenois that the taharis are toyer. Rashi learns al tzofik tumme b'shus harabim, Taisis learns we'll see al tzchazoke, Yishtel the Taharis on Chazoket. Shneim bebasachas. But what happens if both come together? That means when each one comes bazunder, so each one's shaila is really no shaychas with what the other one did. So there's a shaila that I become tomei, yes or no? Did I go on the tomei dikeshvil? So yishtelim on Chazoket. Shneim bebasachas. But what happens if both come together? They ask a shayla, are we tomei? So then, tomei, since one of them is zicha tomei, we don't know which one is the tomei, so we tell them both of them are tomei. Rabbi Yosi Omer, bein kach u bein kach tomei. So the pashtus would mean that afilu he holds bezech hazeh, it's also tomei. Omer rove v'itayme Rabbi Yochanan, no, that's not pshat. Bibas achas, if they both come together, divrei hakol tomeiim, both of them are tomei. If they come, each one comes separately, divrei hakol tahirim. He's coming to ask about himself, and at the same time he's asking about the chavah. Since the shaila that was placed with Nebezin was on both of them, so it's similar to basachas, and Bezin cannot paskin, but basachas are both atoy, so you have to paskin both atome. Rabbi Yudhi midawilel zeachazeh. Rabbi Yudhi says it's similar to zeachazeh. Zogt Rashi. Hainu shnei shvilin, mihod esnan gabi shnei shvilin, from what aloches, which we had learned by shnei shvilin, matzinu lemishvil. Echo tome, kever mutol boy le rochboy, is a kever on the whole width of the shvil, memale eskuloi, vein oiver boy shelo yail. It's impossible to pass by without being mile over the kever. Vaholach vaoso taris, noga betaris acharkach. Vaholach vesheini, and the second one went on the second shvil, Yoidin hein shebishvil sheholach ze loy holach ze. We know they did not go on the same shvil. Ashtabadai echad mehem tomei. So we medayk from the loshon of Rashi, that Rashi seems to learn that really we know which shvil was tomei, which shvil is toyer, that we know. But they don't know on which shvil they went on. So Rashi had a kash, if they didn't know which shvil they went on, so maybe both of them went on the same shvil. So Rashi says, no, that we do know. They did not go on the same shvil, and we do not know. So each one has a suffix that I go on the tomei deke shvil. I don't know where I went, but I go on the tomei deke shvil or shvil aleph, the tomei deke shvil or shvil beit. Did I go on the tomei deke shvil? Did I go on shvil aleph? אם נשאלו כל אחד לחוכם ספקה בפני עצמי טועה. בין בזן יאכל את המוי כדקאי מלון בסופק תומי בשסרם ספקה טועה. So this is a sovik tumah b'shesarav bimbo b'basachas. But if they came to have the shayla b'basachas, hoyu u'beiro achas, with one eiro, we have to answer them, yesh lanu loimet meimai toirem. We have to tell them, it is they're asking as a unit, we have to answer them, yesh lanu loimelem toirem atem, shayachad vadei tomei, one nezicha tomei. אבי יסי מבנקח ובנקח תמיים גרסינון, בזכר זה דברקו תהירים, אף ופי של כל אחד אומר לפוננו, ככה היה מייסי שלי, even though he relates to us, that this is what I had done, ושל חברי, אבל איני נשאלו לעצמי, מה תהילה, as long as the שאלה was not phrased, what is with us, he just relates what happened to him, what happened to the חבר, so Mimele, since his Shaila is not dependent at all with the Chava, he has his own Shaila, did he become Tomei or not? So we say, Sofik Tumah Bishusaram, Sveikai Toyer. But if he asks, all over Al Chavei, Reimatei Al Shneinu, Rabbi Yosi Medam Elohu Lebas Achas, Rabbi Yosi Medam Lebas Achas. Af Al Pishen Shneim Lefonecho, even though both of them are not in front of us, but he's asking what is with us, so you have to have one hero. To say that both of them are toyer, we cannot say. Since Lamaisa there's one shoyul, Meshivin Loi Toher Atom. So we tell him, you are toyer. He says, the Shoyal asked the Shaila, what is with us? And we answer him, you are Toyal. Shrei Sofik Biyo, because on you there's a Sofik, if you went on the Tomei Dikishvil. May Atzma Yovin, Shaf Chavei Rekamoyu. So he'll understand that he's no Yachsen. The Bezdin told him that he's Toyal, because there's a Sofik on him if he went on the Shvil Tomei. So he'll realize that this Psak applies for the Chava also. אבל כששניים שואלים בסוח כדי דיבור, but when both ask, צריך אתה להשיב לשניים. Then we have to answer both כאחד. And ממילא, we can't tell both of them that they are toil. וגבי בוטים נמי, אם בוא לשאול זה לעצמו, וזה בפני עצמו, נינולה לכל אחד, יאתה צריך לבדק. וכיוון לבדיקס חומץ דרבונם, תלינו לכולם. Just like there's a din sofik tume b'shusarab mistoyer, there's a din sofik terabon on the kul. Amrin in sveika imuta. So there's a sofik if bachlal chometz entered my house. Vi bebasachas bo, shneim tzrichim b'dika, but if they came bebasachas, so both of them will have to be b'idik. Zog toisvis. Holach be'echad mehem va'osa taris. Taris. That what it says that he touched Taris. Like Adam, Adam, Lekama, Adam, Toya. Emerson is a Shiloh. What he himself is he Tomei or Toya? So Taisa Shimon de Legavri, Avol Gavdam et Mina Lo Becheskas Toya. Even though we can put them on their Chazok, we say just like you were Toya till now, you understand you still are Toya. But we will tell them that they should not rely on Chazake, and we will advise them that they should be mitar themselves. Why? If each one is a cheskas taira, why do they have to be mitar themselves? Because if each one is under the impression that they're toya, so memela, both of them can touch truma. Those are truma tmei avadois, and then the truma will zicha be tomei. Who, if they both touch a third person, and he'll be nichnas lamikdash, he'll be chayiv. So in Mela, to avoid such complications, we tell them that they zich have to be mitayah themselves. But the reason is on the taris that they had touched, and then on the taris, we can pass, he can be seimach on chazoke, and we'll say that we tell them on the chazoke. Taras and the Chazoke, and we'll say that it's toya. בבאס אחס דברי הקל תמאים, נראה דהיינו מדרבונו, מדרייס אפילו בבאס אחס תאירים. אם אני אבטא זה דין המחזוקה, and since in יסוד, each sophic is a separate sophic, it doesn't matter how the sophic is phrased, how Bezen is asked the sophic. Lamaise, each one has a chazoke, and which can paskin ois is sophic. So Taisa says in other places, but for Bezen to paskin both of them are toil, that's a chucha tlula. So come out the divre chazal or be a galechta. So therefore Bezen cannot paskin shneim toil. Zogte Gemara weiter. Sofik ol, sofik loy ol. A sofik, if the achbo bachlal went into the bias. See Rashi soon. Hainu bike, so this is similar to bike. Beplukte de rabbeleze ve rabbona. This nan, hanichnas lebiko vi moisak shomi. Now a bike is a valley which has numerous fields, which are, each field has a mechitza around it. So there's numerous reshuyos in this one valley. A valley, b'moisak shomim, is a reshus hayochid, because the bailam are makbit for people to go there, because they'll be mekalkal v'zroi. V'tume b'soda plainis. And let us say, for practical purposes, in this bika there are 10 fields, and in one of the 10 fields there's a kever. Omar Echot, Olachti b'mokim alos. I went into one of the fields of this beak. I don't recall which field I went into. Ve'eini yedem nechnasti ba'oisa sode v'mloi nechnasti. But I don't recall if I went, I don't recall which field I went into. I went into the field that has the kever. If I didn't go into that field. Now, if I would know for sure that he went into the field that has the kever, now the suffix was he mile over the kever, so that is a poshut aloche of suffix tume b'shus hayochid tzveikei tome. But here there's another suffix who says bachlal I entered the field that is the kever. So that is the machlokes. Is Rabbi Lezer metayer b'chachomim metamim? Shoy Rabbi Lezer ima suffix b'yatoyer suffix maget tume tome. Rabbi Lezer says, when do we say Sofik Tumah b'Shus HaRabim? If I know Klor, he went into the field. And this is Sofik, was he mile over the kever? That's called Sofik Maga Tumah. That is the Sofik. I was in a field that had Tumah in it. Did I touch the Tumah? Was I mile over the Tumah? So then you say Sofik Tumah b'Shus HaRabim, so I can tell me. But here this is a Sofik B. Who says Bechlal? I entered the field that had the kever in it. Chachamim hold that you're tummy in such a case also. Now let us see Rashi. Sofik ol, sofik loy ol. Zo achbo shenotal chometz b'chotza. The achbo took chometz in the chotza. V'habay is bodik. V'ein yodeya im nichnas o loy nichnas. He doesn't know if the achbo went into the bayis, or the achbo did not go into the bayis. If the achbo did not go into the bayis, where did the achbo go? So it could be there's two alternatives. Rashi says all that he saw how the achbo took the chometz, and then he disappeared. I don't know where the achbo went with the chometz. So there could be two alternatives. Could be he went into the bayis. Could be he remained in the chotzer. Could be he left the chotzer. So l'chayre, I have three tzadim. I have here one tzad. Maybe the chometz is completely out of my rishus. Maybe the chometz is in my rishus, but is in the chotzer, and the chotzer ain't tzricha b'dike. Maybe the chometz is in the bayis, and then we do need b'dike. So l'chayre, this is similar to the case of b'dike. That means I don't know b'chlal if I entered the rishus the sode sheyesh by kever. Maybe I'm not even in that rishus in ganzen. And then, if I enter that drishus, there's a suffix, was I mile over the kever. So l'cheir is the same suffix. Is the chometz in my rishus? Maybe the chometz went out of the rishus. Maybe the achmet got out of my rishus. That's suffix number one. I feel that the suffix is in my rishus. Is it in the rishus that's mechayiv b'dike, which is a bias? Or is it in the rishus that's not mechayiv b'dike, which is a chotzer? Bike harbe sodois hasmuchim yachad kori bike. You have a numerous amount of fields together, and all together they're called a bike. Bimei sakshomim, have a bike rishus hayochid letomim. Bimei shekvar tzomach hazera, bein rishus lochol odom likonis lo. Because now it's the hiloch would be mekalkol the zroim. Vekaim alon sovik tume b'shus hayochid, sveikai tomei. Besodek plainis, claimer ba'achas asodes. I went into one of the fields. V'yaidin ona ba'eze. There's a kever besodek plainis. V'yaidin ona ba'eze. We know which field has the kever. V'chol sodek besodek mesuyemes b'mitzorer. And each sodek is surrounded with fences. V'mokem alos. And he says, I went into this biket, v'bikazu. V'chachomim etamim. Because it is a sofik tume b'shus ayochid. Rabbi Lezer loichoshiv lo sofik tume. Helem kenich nas lo sode. Rabbi Lezer, when is it considered a sofik tume? If I know I entered the field that has the kever. Aval eini yedeye im heil im loy. That's called a sofik tume. Aval ashta havalei sfek sveik. L'chayre, from the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi, it would seem that the machlokes of the Chachomim Rabbi Lazar is it a svek sveike, or is it a sofik tume? That's what Rashi seems to say. Chachomim etamad aval a sofik tume. Rabbi Lazar loichoshev lei sofik tume, unless he went, when is it called a sofik tume? He entered that field. Aval hasht aval a svek sveike. Now it's a svek sveike. The Rivo, the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz brings down the Rivo, and the Rivo says what the machloikis is, and that's what stim with this mashmois and Rashi. The machloikis is, do you take away the mechitzes? That means the Chachomim held, forget about, let's take away all the mechitzes. So now, if all the mechitzes would be taken down, so there's really one suffix. Was I mile over the kever? That's the suffix. The mechitzes don't make it more than one suffix. It's one suffix. Was I mile over the kever? Rabbi Lezer says no. Since there are mechitzes, so the mechitzes already make, so now it becomes two sveikas. One suffix, did I go into an area that has a kever, and then was I mile over the kever? Vigabi batim, now let's go back to the Shaila of Chometz. Afilu Rabbona Moide, the Kivna Bikis Chometz, the Rabbona, Talina Lekula. But by Batim, everyone knows you don't have to be Baidik. Now, Dach Sachmir, Rashi is saying over here, Rashi is saying, let us assume for 1 minute, let us explain the Shaila. Let us explain the Shaila of the Gemara by chometz that should be similar to the shaila of the gemara by tumen. So lechayre, if we will say the machlekes is, do you throw down the walls? In other words, so memele, so let's throw down the walls of the house. So we have here a chotzer and a house, but let's take away the mechitzas habayis. So now we have here a achbo. And the Achbor took chometz in the chotzer. The shaila is, did he go to the house area? Or did he go out of the chotzer? That means, did he stay, if we'll take away the mechitzes, is he in this area? Did he stay in this area and he walked over to the house area? Or did he go out of this area? Like it's one suffix. Just like there the suffix is, was he mile over the mace? And according to Rabbi Lezer, that you reckon with the mechitzes, so who says bechlal, then we have lechayre two sveikas, who says bechlal, it remained in the chotzer. If it remained in the chutzpah, says, it went into the house. So, Bachsam Rashi seems to learn as follows, that the way to look at the suffix, if you done it one suffix, or you done it as two sveikis, the Emerson, this is a machlokes Chabalezer and the Chachamim, and this machlokes applies by Chometz also. If you're mesalik the mechitzis, so you have one suffix, did it go into the house? That's one suffix, did it go into the house? It didn't go into the house. If you are not mesalik the mechitzis, so it's two sveikis. But that's the dimyan. Will you be done this as one suffix, or will you be done this as two sveikis? But in halacha, there won't be enough kamina, because by bdikas chometz, since it's at the rabbanon, so one suffix, you also toile lekula. That's how Rashi seemed to learn. It says the Gemara is saying, hainu, that means the same oifen how to be done the suffix. If you done the suffix as one suffix or a svek sveike, this machloikis will apply over here also. You can be done right away one suffix. Did it go in? I'll jump right away. Did the achba bring the chometz into the house or not? There's one suffix. Or can you make this also svek sveike? The same machlokes will apply, but halachically, there won't be any difference how you're done the suffix, because here, since bdikas chometz is ad rabbonon, you say suffix ad rabbonon lekula. Zot Taisvis. Suffix o, suffix loy o, hainu bike. So this is like a bike. Now, a bike is a suffix tume b'shus ayochid. Now, Taisvis did not seem to learn like Rashi. Taisvis seemed to learn that Taisvis took the Gemara literally. That suffix ol, suffix layol will be dependent according to the machlokes, Rabbeleza and the Rabbona. According to the Rabbona, you'll have to be baidik. According to Rabbeleza, you won't have to be baidik. So if I talk to you, it's time to learn. V'ashayich v'zibuyi l'biket. So the Gemara seems to be saying that if it's one suffix, so then you'll need b'dike, like b'dike, that we say one suffix yatame. T'ocha v'lo leke lo suffix echot ukme aches kas bodok, k'damrin l'el. Just like by the case of Shnei Shvilin, we said that each bias, you can tell the bias on the chazokim, even though there we know it went in one of the two houses. But al kaponim, each bias is not affected that it went into one of the two houses. Each bias can assume that it didn't go into my house. So you tell on chazokim. Taisus learned that's the lomdus of Shnei Shvilin. That's how Taisus learns. So before we said, that if there's a suffix bachlal of chometz entered a house, even though I know it entered one of the two houses, but the suffix have entered this house, so memela can shtel the bayis on chazoke. So over here, it is a suffix bachlal if it entered any house, so yizichik can shtel on chazoke. So memela, so in the temelari, mashach le demuye lebike, the hocha filo leke ele suffix echad, filo according to the chachomim ukma acheskas bodok. That's question number one. Ale'il dima oisei l'sofik tume b'shus harabim. Before the Gemara was medamed l'sofik tume b'shus harabim. But the Gemara said you could shtel on chazoke. B'ach medamed l'sofik tume b'shus hayochet. And here the Gemara gives it the gedorim of suffix tume b'shus ayochid, that you can't tell on chazoke, and sveika is also. So memela, so that's Taisvis kasha. We're speaking about the yisod, it is the same suffix. It is a suffix, haistis, it is a suffix that is the chometz enter this bias. And here the Gemara seems to hold that b'sofik echad you'll be machmer. You won't tell on the chazake. They gave it a din of reshus hayochit. And before, b'sofik is on which house to be boidig, so there they gave it a din of sofik tumer b'shus haram. Kevidin of Safik Tuma Bishusarab. So that's Taisvis Kasha. And Taisvis learned, not like Rashi, Taisvis learned that really there'll be a machlokes. According to the Chachamim, you'll have to be Baidik. Zok Taisvis weiter. Safik Bia Tohel. Peirishri, what is the machlokes? The Besfek Sveike Pligi. So the Ri learns that the machlokes, not the way Rashi seems to learn, machlokes is there a tahare in the Rishus HaYochid of Svek Sveike? Can Svek Sveike, even though Sofik Tumeh Rishus HaYochid is Tomei, is a Svek Sveike Tomei? Chayim Perish, Abaynatam, B'Mesechus HaVayduz HaPerek Vascha, that is the Sofik. He says, that cloud of Kol Svekes, or Svekes Svekes, that to Yochel Arbez, Rishus Hayochid Sveikam Tomei is a machloikis, where the Rina Bein Atam learned is a machloikis Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer disagrees with this Yisod. He holds Svek Sveike, just like it's Mutter B'chol HaTeira Kula, it is also Mutter by Rishus Tumei Rishus Hayochid. Aber Rashi Pirishon B'Avidu Zore, Bav Rashi Pirishon Ben Yenacha. Rashi, Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, learns a different pshat. What does Rashi say pshat? Rashi says pshat that Rabbi Lezer holds that Sofik Tumeh B'Shus HaYochid is dafke if there was a Sofik Maga. That means there was a Stire, and there's a Sofik, was there a Sofik Maga Tumeh or not? So then you say Sofik Tumeh B'Shus HaYochid. But if a Sofik Stire, then by Saite Gufa, there's no such thing as Sofik Stire, you say that she's Tmeya. So Memele, here, by Bike, Rabbi Lezer held, this is not considered a Sofik Tumeh. This is a Sofik Bechlau, that I enter the Rishus where there was a Kever. So this is not a Sofik Maga, this is a Sofik Stire B'mokim Sheyesh by Tumeh. So that, Rabbi Lezer holds, is not enough Sofik Tumeh B'Shus HaYoch. The Nihilari, the time of Rabbi Lezer, the Metaya B'Svek Svek, Mishim Legamrinim, Misoyta L'Tami B'Shus HaYochid, Elosveika Achas Kesoyt, the whole aloche of Sofik Kebardai, that we pass Kenois to Sofik, is speaking about a Tzir Dumya Desoyte, where there was a Vadai Stire and a Sofik Mage. So we say Sofik Kebardai. Aval Trei Sveike, but if there'll be two Sveikes, if there's a Sofik Tumeh, Loi. So that we can't learn out from Soyte. So Memele, so we can't learn that out from Soyte. That's the Sfor of Rabbi Lezer. So Memele, so it's like Kol HaTeira Kula, that you say Svek Sveike is Toya. La'abonon Sovri, Kiv in the Mina Din, Afele B'Sveike Achas Oye L'Tayr, Dukme Aches Kestar. Rabbonon hold, why do we say that a Svek Sveike is Tomei? Because B'Emison, every Soyte is a problem. Hey, Nechanami, you have a Sofik, but let's stell up a Cheskes Tarem. Afilu hochi tomehu, we don't stell on Chazokim. Hu adin afilu betrei sveiki. So also trei sveiki, we also cannot be matter. So the Rehitis Loshen of Toisvis is as follows. Toisvis means to say, every Sofik Soite, we have a birur of chazoke, which could be mevara the sofik. A sofik, if she became tomei or not, let's tell her am chazoke. So the Torah told us that in sofik soite, we do not rely on birur echukiyim. That means even though, b'chol ha-Torah kula, when there's a sofik, we, without any mitziyistik birur, there's a birur chuki, we can assume that there was no ishtanis, and we stell on chazoke, that's b'chol ha-Torah kula. B'sofik soite, we don't rely on birurim chukiyim. If you don't have any biru, you're metame. So hu adin svek sveik, which is also a biru chuki, it's not a biru b'metzis. Svek sveik is, I'm permitted to assume that nothing happened, because I have raved stodim that nothing happened. That's not a biru b'metzis, it's a biru chuki. So just like a biru chuki of chazoke is not strong enough to be mevarer a sofik tume, hu adin a biru chuki of svek sveik is also not strong enough to be mevarer a sofik tume. Now, Rab Shlomo Hyman Zechayin Lebrocha asks a kasha on Taisvis. He asks as follows. The biru of svek sveike, which is similar to a roiv, is stronger than the birur of chazoke. Just like we have a klal rube v'chazoke rube odif. So a svek sveike keneged chazoke, svek sveike would also be better. So how could you build from the halacha of tume that sofer kevadai, that just like we don't go bosa chazoke, in the sofik tume, who are then you don't go bosa svek sveike? Could be chazoke not, but could be svek sveike, yes. That shayla Rav Shlomo asks on Tosfos. Zot the Gemara weiter. Ol ubodak v'loy ashkach. An achba brought chametz into the house. A person went into the house and was boydik v'loy ashkach. So what do you do now? Look to the Ramei v'Rabon. So this is the machloikes Ramei v'Rabon. This man oyer Ramei oyner. Kol davar shebecheskas tume la'olam hu betumosai ad sheivodolo chatume heichon hi. If we were aware that there was a mokem, that there was tume there, so it remains becheskas tume, that means that you avoided this area and you did not find the tume, so therefore your bedike was, I knew klo there was tume to begin with, I know klo with my bedike I did not find the tume, so memele, it remains in its previous status. You didn't find the tume. You have a good kasha. Where did the tume? Where is the tume? That's a good kasha. But with kashas, you can't say terutzim. You can't say that the tume is not here. I know the tume was here, and I know I didn't find the tume. So memele, I have to assume that the tume is still here. Where it is, that's a good kasha. But the mokim is still becheskas tume. Chachamim oimrim, no. Amor lakasha, you can say a teretz from akasha. Chachamim oimrim boidik at shemegia leselo lekarka psula. You make a thorough bedike till you're sure that from here and further the tumazicha could not have gone because there's a selo or karka psula. So memele, so if I made a bedike, so where's the tume? The tume is not here. So if the bedike tells me that the tumah is not here, so I can assume that it's not tumah anymore. What happened with the tumah? Neisach nisht. But my bedike tells me that it's not here anymore. So memele, I can assume that it's toy. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, kol dovo shebecheskas tumah, b'meseches nide, gal tumah shenisarev im shnei galim toir. Zagal Tomesh and Isarev and Shnei Galim Toyer. Botku Echad Mehem, Benimsa Toyer. So there were three Galim. One was Tomei and two were Toyer. I was Baidik the first one. Is who Toyer? So now I was Baidik, so this one is Toyer. Shnaim Tmeim. The other two, the Tomei, the Suffolk Tmeim. Shnaim, it was Baidik, Umotson, Shniem, Mishnah, Shnia, Umotson Toyerim. Hein Toyer, it was Baidik Shnaim, Umotson Toyerim. It was Baidik two Galim. Ain't Torah v'shlishi tomei. Shloshim is by the court. Ve'yimotzam Torahim kulam tomei. So now they're all tomei. She'aramei oimel kol davar shebecheskas tomei lo'olam u'betumosai ad sheivodo lecha tomei heichoni. You have to find out where the tomei went. You didn't find the tomei, so I assume it is still tomei. V'chachamim oimrim boidik bekarke v'choifrat shegia leseloi lekarke besulo. What does that mean? Shlo yizozom im kaim aloylam. One comes to an earth which was not touched yet. Im lo yimotza toile. So memeila, I have a kasha. I was boidik. So where did the tume go to? So I'm permitted to assume that's a good kasha. So I'll assume terutzim. Va'oimrim bo oire v'notlo. Va'ach bo v'notlo. That means even though I don't have my assumption what really occurred, I have no legitimate proof that this occurred, but I have proof that something occurred because I was baidik and it's not here. So therefore, I have a right to be toiler and to assume that an oirev or an achba took away the tum. The gabi bedikas chometz. Now let's come to chometz. The bedikas chometz, the rabbah. So Rashi is saying this chomer that Rameyer said, that I have no right to assume things occurred since I did, my bedika was unsuccessful. So that is only by tumah d'oraisa, by tumah d'rabbanan, by anisa d'rabbanan, I can be toiler. So again, so that what the Gemara means, Machlekes Plukta the Ramei Verabona means that Be'emesin it has the same tzure of the Machlekes of Ramei Verabona. There was a bedike, an unsuccessful bedike. So this is the same tzir of the Machlekes Ramei Verabona, but the halachas are not the same. There, it's a deraisa, so you by the deraisa ramehod, you're not toila. You don't assume things. And by the rabbonon, this didn't clear. Yeah. All ubodak v'loy ashkach plukta deramei v'rabon. Taisvis did not learn like Rashi again. Taisvis learned kepshute plukta deramei v'rabonon, that according to Rameya, since I was not successful in the bedike, I can't rely on the bedike. According to the rabbonon, I can't derive benefit from the bdike. The bdike is sufficient to be mevare to me that chometz is not here. Taime, fakteis, afilo rameya, da omal oilam hi becheskas tume, benafke mine letare shenasa al gabo. That means that what rameya said becheskas tume, that means he said it's negeya al halacha. It means that the mokim is becheskes tume, so nafkmina letarish and nasa al gabov, I can assume that tmeim. The mokim was tome till now. With my bedika, I was not misalik to tume, so the mokim has the same halachas like before, and the mele will be dine tuma on this mokim. In other words, if taris will be mile over this mokim, the taris will be tome.
But over here was Baidik and didn't find.
So what halachas will now be? He was Baidik and he didn't find. So what happens now? There's no Indian to be Baidik a second time. Because I assumed the first Bdika was a Elach Bdika, Vafal Pikain. He was unable to find it. So what halachas will apply? The Gemara says the halachas that apply by tumah will apply by bdike. What halacha will there be by bdike? So l'chayre, one could say the shaila would be: is he permitted to live in the house? According to Rav Meir, he's not allowed to live in the house. There was chometz in the house. You were not successful to find the chometz, so Mamela, you're not allowed to live in the house. According to the Rabboni, you are allowed to live to the house. And Tais Rabbeinu Peretz says it's zicha not mistava. You're zicha allowed to live in the house. There's no such din. Chazal never made an Yisr Dire, not allowed to the Zachiv Bdike. But there's no Yisr Dire. Chazal did not ask that you're not allowed to live in a Baye Shein Ebodi. So Memele is, if you're allowed to live in the house, and you can't tell him to be Baidik again, because he was Baidik already. So what's Plukte the Rameya Verabona? The Rashi Pirish, Rashi avoided this problem. Rashi said that Afilu, according to Ramei over here, since Bdikas ad Rabbonon, by the Rabbonon's Ramei is Toile. The Bdikas Chometz ain't El Mid Rabbonon. The Kosher, the Bedya Oma, Plukte de Ramei of Rabbonon. So Rashi learns it's the Tzir of the Machloikas of Ramei Rabbonon. Taisa did not like this. Taisus Lem Plukta the Ramei Rabbana would seem, he says that the halachas, that the machloikas of Ramei Rabbana by Tum is the same machloikas by Bedike. B'yeshloimel, so Taisus says, the Mayri b'shloi bitla. Speaking about that he was not mevatel the chametz. That means chametz was brought into the house. This chametz he wasn't mevatel. And what did he do? He was baidik for the chametz. The kama adila rameya leisagi bibdik. So I was baidik. Now, the chayda zachiev, that when chametz came into the house, the zachiev bal yirot,
It wasn't mevatel the chametz. And I was baidik. But the bedikah wasn't successful. So kiven lo asker, since he didn't find anything, v'havi b'sofik lav d'lo yimot. So now, so not finding doesn't tell me that it's not here. Not finding is just a puzzling inyan. But it doesn't tell me that it's not here. So v'havi b'sofik lav d'lo yimot. V'tzorich levatloi. So he has to be mevatel. So the nafkamina will be, does he have to be mevat? So according to the Chachomim, if I was boidik and I didn't find anything, so that's sufficient. So that's telling me that chometz is not in the house. Where it is? Who knows where it is? I can assume, where it is. It's not here. The bedika is telling me it's not here. So maybe I don't have to be mevat. The bedika was successful. According to Rameya, if I didn't find it in the Bedike, so I have to still assume that the chometz is still in the house. I don't know where it is, but I have to assume that it's still in the house. It's very interesting. Taisra says, Kimin la'ashkev have b'sofik lav de lo yimotze. Sofik. I don't know, the Rameya said a loshen, kodova shebecheskas tum leilam hu bitumosoi, hachiyibodo lo chatumeh. It remains becheskas tume. That means by taris, if there was tume that was brought into this mokim, it's becheskas tume, it'll be seirfin. I don't know, Taisva seems to say it's a sofik. It's not a vada, it's a sofik. Aber al kaponim vabe besofik lav delo yimatzi, v'tzorech levatli, v'sagi. This is sufficient. But before we go a little further, So let us explain. So what is the machlekes? So the machlekes is a person was baidik, someone brought chametz into the house. And the achba brought chametz into the house. Now I'm going to be over bal yiro on this chametz. I was baidik for the chametz and I didn't find it. So memeil, according to the rabbonon, not finding is also a siman that I'm not over bal yiro. And according to Rameya, not finding is problematic. This chometz, and I didn't find it, so I have to assume the chometz is still here, so I'm a chuyiv to be mevat. So the achayinim ask a kasha, I mean, if the whole shayla is about bittel, this time is a no shayla, abaydik tzav shiyevatel. I feel according to the chachomim, you also have to be mevatel, abaydik tzav shiyevatel. So once again, the machloik is between Meir and the chachomim. If you have to be mevatel, you have to be mevatel. So there's a beautiful teretz from the Meram Chalave and the Reish Yosef. They say as follows, that the din of a baidik tzor shiyevatel is, that means if there's a chiv bedike on a house that there was chometz in the house, means it was a shimush of chometz the whole year, so a baidik tzor shiyevatel, you have to be mevatel. The Gemara says, why do you have to be mevatel? Shem lo yimtze gluske yofe, v'dayte yelave, memele, so there was, chazal were not saymech on bedike, they said you need bittel also. But, here we're speaking about a house that was already bodek from before. Now, one piece of chometz was brought in. And this piece of chometz, there's never a takon, avon b'yudah v'rav ha-bidik tzor shiyevatel, maybe, shem ha-yim tzeglusk yofet, maybe he'll find this piece v'day tilav, the chazal will never matzrich this din b'dike of shem, if the b'dike would be a good b'dike, so finished. And one piece of chometz was never a takon, ha-bidik tzor shiyevatel. So Memele, so now Taisus is beautiful. So Memele, now he made a bedike. So according to Rachamim, the bedike is a good bedike. So finished, is nothing else what to do. According to Rameya, the bedike is not a good bedike. So Memele, so now there's a suffix bal yiro. So Memele, so he has to be mevak. L'chayre, the shayla is, I mean, what happened the first time he was baidik the house? The first time he was baidik the house, he was mevatel. So he was mevatel by all his chametz. Now this new chametz that came in, this new chametz that the achba brought in, he says, wasn't he mevatel this chametz also? So we could say for practical purposes, no, this chametz was the chametz he was mishayah to eat. So this chametz, he was only mevatel hastes, the bittel that we say by night, the lei chazite, the lei biate. About this chametz, he was mishaya. This he wasn't mevatel. So memele, so lachayra. Now the shaila is, does he have to be after this chametz was now brought into the house again? Does he have to be mevatel this chametz? According to Rameir, he has to. It's a sofek deraisa. According to the Rabbanan, he doesn't have to. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ol, hu bodak, v'ashkach. And Achbar brought chametz into his house. He went into the house, and his mazel, as soon as he walked into the house, staring in front of him is a kikar of chametz. So what does he do? Does he say, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Nishlam helped him, he shouldn't have to be mevala too much man. Look for the chametz. He found it already. Or do I have to assume, maybe I have to be afraid, maybe this is not the chametz that the Achbar brought in. Maybe this is a different chametz. He was baidik before. So enoch nam he was baidik before, I wouldn't have to declare, in chayish shishem agir rachud, I don't have to clarify for different chametz, but now that there's a chiyuv bdike, so to assume the teiras vadois that this is the chametz, that means the chametz was zicher brought into this reshus, and now I should assume 100% that this is the chametz that the chulde brought. I know there was a kever. And now I found the kever. So I can assume, I wasn't aware of a second kever, so I can assume that this was the kever that we knew was lost in the Sodom. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. No, this assumption to assume that even though you found the kever, that is not muchach, that this is the kever that we knew was in the Sodom. Zegt Rashi, Ol, u bodak va ashkach. Nichnesa abel achba lefanein. U bodak bal habayis acho, va ashkach pluse. Ve'eni ideya im zuhi, is this what the achba had taken? Im lab. Ovet boke ve'en yadua, eichan mekaimoim. I don't know where the kever is. Nimsa boke ve'lachazman, ve'en yadua, izeo kever ovet boom. Now here, Rashi left us hanging in the luft. Till now, Rashi was telling us that the bdikas are the rabbonon and so nishta the machlokes. Here, all of a sudden, Rashi doesn't tell us anything. Is it the same? Is it different? The Rashi Yosef is ma'ir the same Rashi. Zut the Gemara weiter. He niachtes, person had left over 9 pieces of chometz, umotzo yud, now he finds 10. Now, what is pshat in 10? You can learn pshat in 10 2 ways. One way you can learn that 10 means that another one was added. Does not necessarily mean that the 9 were taken away. It means that another one was added. Or you could say, Hechateisa should say such a thing. I left over 9 and now there's 10. So, Mestome, the 9 were taken away and this is a new 10. They have to find out where the 9 disappeared to. And Taisvis brings a Gemara in Beit, we can understand this a little better, that these 9 and 10 are tied up. That means there were 9 pieces of bread tied up together. 10 pieces of bread tied up together. Now it really sounds interesting. So now at Zichem Mistava, we had 9 slices of bread tied up together. Now I find 10. So now we Zichem the Svara. So this is Mistama, this is Nuchomet.
And the nine disappeared. Now we have to figure out where the nine went to. Maybe, perhaps, someone added another piece. A tinnik maybe added another piece. And they tied it up. So now I have these nine plus one more that is tinnik tied together. Plukte de Rebbe Verabon. The Sanya we learned in the Baraisa. Eniach mone umotzo masayim. A person had a mone of mois maisa shen. Umotzo masayim. And now he finds two monies. So chule no maisa shenim urobim zebose. Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says, I don't have the right to assume that there was a dramatic change from the Messiah. Messiah, I only assume that there was added on another money. But I have no right to assume that the money was taken away. So the money was nice and shiny. And now there's another money. So Messiah, that I have no right to think that this is nice and shiny. So I say, nice and shiny, v'chulam urobim zebazah. Divrei Rebbe. V'chachomim oimrim ha'kel chulam. No. Messiah is not a money. So if I see before there was one and now there's two, so Mustama, this is something new, which was not here before. So Hakilchu, this is Ichachu. This is not was there before. Your money, which was Maisa Shani, I don't know where that is, but that's not here. Hakilchu. Zot Rashi. Iniach money shall Maisa Shani. Murovim. So now you have Chul and the Maisa Shani, Murovim Sebazah. So what do you do? So Rashi says, maybe sloyim b'shavimon. So now you'll bring sloyim b'shavimon. V'oimer kol mokim shehein mois ma'isa sheini. Wherever there's mois ma'isa sheini, reim echololim al sloylim alol. V'mala sloyim l'irushalayim. So I'm mechalo, the kedusha that was, I mean, there is a money. I have now two monies in front of me. So I say, whichever money has kedushas ma'isa should be nischalo on the sloyim. And the Kedush will be hal on the Sloim, and then I'll take the Sloim, bring it to Yerushalayim, and the two monies are chulim. Hakul chulim. Shahamone noto. Ve'elu huvo achre kein. Now Rashi goes back to Chometz. The Gabi Chometz nami. Le'rabbonon ates sheiniach einei kan. According to the Rabbonon, I assume that the test is completely not here anymore. Pitzorich libde kol abayis. Shema gorim chuldes. Ve'eser anim tzois ishachei v'yekan. Here already Rashi says, Rashi etnish, b'liket rabbonon, b'liket zedaraisa. Rashi says that I have to, according to the rabbonon, I have to assume that the tests that were here are not here anymore. This is a new yud. And memela, I have to search for the tests. Zog, the Gemara Baita. Well, let's see Taisus. Kulun amaisa shen marovim zebaza. Perish akuntris. She yavi sloim vishavimona. Vaima komokim shu mois maisa sheni. Yumachulolim al mois halol. So he brings sloim and yumachalo the mone. Shomaisa Shani and these sloim. Ubachinam Pirishkain. So Taisa says you don't have to bring new sloim. To be Naya Gufaya Yochalikar Shir Mois Mais. He can take a mon alone. He have two monies. So take one money. Baima. He says as follows. Imelu Mois Maisa. If this is Mois Maisa, hey toy, so it's good. Vimlav, Komokim Shane, Remuchalolum Alelu. And if not, so this is Chulam money. So the mois maisa should be nischalol on this chulan money. So Rashi said you have to bring new coins, you have to bring sloim. Taisa says it's not necessary. With the two monies that you have in front of you, you can do the same thing. V'ivo ikshul perish Rashi dech yochel chalol asloim ve'kazova martiva ativa loy mechalolinen v'shom perashin. So be'emes and Taisa and Bab Metzia says a beautiful mahalach for the Rivos Kashe, Memel Tefem for Rashi also. That is true. Tiva ative loy mechalalin. You cannot be mechalal amadbeya an amadbeya. You can only be mechalal peri an amadbeya. But the Gemara in Azov, you see, Amir de Kachidish.
Azov Kainas Akesav and Akesav Kainas Azov. The Gemara in Azov tells us that if you have two different types of coins, and one coin is more Yaitzei Baitzo, one coin is more, is used more frequently than the other coin, so the coin that is not used frequently is called a Peiri, and the coin that is used frequently is called a Tid. So Memela is like this. So Memela is for emphasis viskasha. If you had over here two monies, so they were the same type of coins, you can't be mechala one on the other, because tiva ativa loy mechala lina. The one is embedded than the other, you can only mechala peira ativa. So therefore you're being sloim, and the sloim faket are used more frequently than the money. So the sloim is a shame tiva. The sloim is a shame tiva. And the sloim, some of it could be mechala, it could be mechalo, the money on the sloy. Heiniach yud umotzo teisha. What if it's the other way around? He's missing one. Ainu seifer. The sign yenichem asayim umotzo money. So again, the same line of thought. So Rebbe holds money munach umone mutol. So if before two monies, and now I find one money. So I say one money remained, one money was taken away. Divrei Rebbe. Again, you say that, I say that since I find one money, before we had two money, so this is no connection at all with what was here till now. I say that what was here that disappeared, and this is new money, and takeh, so therefore it is chulim. Zogt Rashi, einu seife, l'rebi, dormar zeh, nimtze, zeh, echem in rishoinim achanami. You're missing one. Look for that one. You have to look for all of them. You have to look for all of them. So, this would be very good if we hold according to Rebbe, that Rebbe holds that Sodesh Ovid Bo Kever, you found one, so you say, the one I found, Shani Oimer Kever Sheovad or Kever Shenimsa. So if we'll say that Sai the Chachomim, and Sai Rebbe Zichel is like Rebbe, Chachomim also like Rebbe, so now it's very good the Machloikis. So the Shaila is, if I'll find something, will Zichel be sufficient? So according to Rebbe, you only have to look for one. So Memela, I find one, it's sufficient. According to the Rabbona, you have to find nine. But if I find nine, that's also good. I don't have to look for more than that. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you have to be baidik the whole house. If only you have to look for one, you have to be baidik the whole house. Because according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you don't say that what he found is that what he lost. Zok to Gemara Vayter. Hiniach bezovisu. A person left chometz. Oh, Toysa. Iniach Esther Amotza Teisha Pluk to the Rabbi Verabon. The Rabbi Letaimei, the Oma Hu Kever She'ovat, that's what Rashi said, Teisha says, Hu Kever She'ovat, Hu Kever She'nimtza. That means, what you're going to find, that's the one that was lost. V'kivin She'motza Echad, and if you found one, in Tzorech Lindik, because that's all that was lost, only one was lost. The Rabbon and not She'motza Esek, the Perish HaKuntres. Mayri She'kol HaKikreis K'shurim Zebezeh. תמיד הפלוק תדרה בברבון ופרקם הדבי עם המחלק ספקיס הם קשורים אבל כשאין קשורים דברי הכל חולם ומאיששיין הם רוב מזה בזה ותנא קשורים so זיכר I don't assume that the whole thing was taken away. I just say that the one was lost and one was added. ואבל גם דאשתי אין ליטלס בחבורים. I says, לחיירה, how did the Pekshurim, how could this happen? Before there was nine, now there's ten. The Achborim didn't bring another one and tie it together. Talina Biktan. Talina Biktan. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Einiach bezovizu, umotza bezoviz acheres. A person left chometz, before we're speaking about a case, that the amount is the shaila. Here, einiach bezovizu, umotza bezoviz acheres. Look to the Ramshim and Gamliel over Rabbon. Sanya Kardim Shaoved Bebait. A Kardim was lost Bebait. So what happened to the Kavdim? Abai is Tomei. So I say the whole house is Tomei. Shani Eimer Odom Tomei Nichnas L'Sham V'Notloi. And Odom Tomei came into the house V'Notloi. And he took it. There's a beautiful beer from the Rambam says a beer. It's much as a Rabbi Soldat, but the Rambam says a beautiful beer. That the I had a Kavdim in the house. Now, this Kavdim disappeared. Now, a Kavdim doesn't disappear by itself. So how did it disappear? A kochach was stolen. So it was stolen, so a person who comes to steal, he's not particular only to steal a kavdim. He's interested in stealing already. He went to look to see if there's other thing also that would, he'd be interested in stealing. Now a person who's a ganav usually does not go to the mikveh in the morning before davening, because, even though it's mispalel al pesach machtartai, they should have atzloche, but on the mikveh. So mistame, we assume that he's tame. So a ganav we can assume is tame in more ways than one. So memele, so, and since we can assume that the kardim disappeared through gneve, so we can assume a ganav had entered the house, and a ganav that enters the house, mistame was touching all the kalim in the house to see if it's worthwhile for him to steal. So memele, all the kalim are tame. Shani oimer odom tomei nichnas l'sham v'notla. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer habayis toyer. The bayis is toyer. Shani oimer hishilo la'acha v'shochach. B'stamo v'ostav men zach einreden akrenk that the kardim was stolen. Was stolen, when stolen. B'stamo he lent his kardim to someone. Ah, he doesn't remember about it. V'shochach. Or maybe he had put it into a different corner. Who's talking about a zovis? We just said that he lost it. If it disappeared, Adam Tomei nichnas l'shom v'notli. It's also a gun. He's a Sheol Shlomidav gun. He brought it back after he was finished. They didn't bring it back in the right place. He brought it back in a different place. Avokoponim, that the kaldim we find in a different mokim, that mistame is a raya that it doesn't go there by itself. So there was a person who illegally went into the house, and either took the kaldim for himself or used the chaloy medas. The mamela, I have to think that could be the whole bias is tummy. Abshimen gamli loyme abayis toy shani yoyme shilo lacha b'shocha oishen notle mizav izu b'nich mizav izu b'shocha. No, Abshimen gamli says the whole bias is toy. How did it happen that the kaldim is missing? How did the kaldim go into another mokim? Stami forgot about it. He did it himself. So he had a shtickel or on this gemara. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was mat of the house, and Stami forgot. Now, l'chayr, if you'd ask us, we would say it matters on what kind of a person you are. There's forgetful people. They say Rabbi Chaim Oizer, before Nebuch, he lost his daughter, he never knew what the Indian of Shikr is. He had such a gewaldike zikaron. So Meila, how can Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say such a halach? We have here a problem. The kardim was over here, and now it's over there, and so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, nothing to worry about. He forgot. I mean, people that didn't have good people, that they were, or everyone is forgetful. They didn't have good zechoynis. That doesn't make a heart there. Or how could Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say, but as a pashtus, they forgot. So I thought of Teretz with Hamaisa Shahoya with Rabor Ber. Rabor Ber, once he was going to say a shir on Tammuz. So he went to the closet to take out his pelt. So Rabbi Reuven went over to him and said, Rosh Yeshiva, is Tammuz. Oh, is Tammuz? Oh, so he left the pelt there. So pshat is that if Rabbi Ber was so involved in Torah that he didn't know if it was Tammuz and you need a pelt, so you don't need a pelt, so the people, Bizman Chazal, they zicha weren't involved. That's what Shimon Gamliel says. The zicha, where they put down the cup. This all in the chob, nothing cup. These people were zicha dovak in Torah. Chaim Oizer didn't forget. He didn't forget his ideas in Torah. But al kaponim, this is a milsa that I rom yaleh the inish. This is things which weren't so significant and important where he put it down. So Memela, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, I have no right to create a scenario that there was a gneve. I'm totally better that, that fakert, that, he forgot that he had misplaced it or lent it to someone. וכיוון דחוש לאח ויש לוחש נמי לא יזהו אלא אחר. ורבי שמעון טוען באדם עצמו שהוא עושה ושוכח ואין צורך בדיק.